The state of Utah and most other states impose a sales and use tax on almost every retail purchase. But the problem for the states has been how to collect that tax on business conducted over the internet, where the seller is outside the jurisdiction of state law. This area of the law is evolving, and there's an effort in the Utah legislature to push it along. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. State Senator Kurt Bramble, a Republican from Provo, is the sponsor of Senate Bill 110, which would require vendors doing business with Utah customers to collect sales tax on their purchases just as local brick-and-mortar stores do. He says the state is missing out on something like $200 million a year in revenue.
Here's the problem. The general fund sales tax funds everything but education in the state of Utah. We're a conservative state. We don't like to raise taxes. But before we even have a discussion about raising taxes, we should be doing everything we can to see that our current tax laws are being complied with. And to the extent that citizens can easily evade taxes because there hasn't been enforced action is not an excuse for us to do nothing.
The current law governing sales tax collections for purchases made over the internet dates back to a Supreme Court case in 1992, Quill versus North Dakota. It requires businesses with a physical presence in the state to collect sales taxes, but others leave it up to the buyer to comply, to voluntarily report what they've bought online and pay the sales tax on those purchases. And almost no one does that. But the landscape appears to be changing. Amazon recently worked out agreements with Utah and several other states to collect and remit sales taxes. Others have done the same. Jonathan Johnson is an executive of Overstock.com.
Let me just list the top 10 internet companies. Amazon, collecting internet sales tax now. Apple, Dell, Walmart, Staples, Macy's, Home Depot, Costco, Office Depot, and QVC all collect sales tax in Utah.
In all, Johnson says 83 of the top 100 online retailers doing business in Utah are collecting and remitting sales tax, and he argues there's no need for a bill like SB 110 to force the issue.
I think the problem is being overstated. And so first, I would say passing these bills will be unprofitable. Second, it's going to be expensive to the Utah taxpayer because, for example, SB 110, which is Senator Bramble's bill, has a note on it that says, a legislative research note on it that says, this bill is unconstitutional. And the exact same law is going through the courts in South Dakota. Just yesterday, the state of South Dakota, in its brief to the South Dakota court, said, we know the law is unconstitutional. Rule against us so we can take this case to the Supreme Court.
South Dakota became the battleground for the internet sales tax issue when its legislature passed a bill similar to SB 110 last year. It could wind up in the U.S. Supreme Court as soon as next year. And Bramble says Utah and other states are watching with great interest.
There are about 20 states now that are enacting similar legislation that is designed as a direct challenge to Quill. Look, the only thing worse than having a patchwork of states, 50 states, 50 different sales tax regimens, the only thing worse than that would be doing nothing.
If there's one thing everybody on both sides of the debate agrees on, it's the need for Congress to act on the issue. There have been a number of bills proposed, but very little action. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, introduced a bill last year that would require online retailers to collect a single sales tax rate for each state. In the meantime, the issue of individual compliance with the law is getting a higher profile. Steve Gunn is a member of the Holiday City Council. He sponsored a resolution committing council members to pay sales taxes on their own online purchases.
Elected officials should set a good example even before changes are made in the way in which we collect internet sales.
The state of Colorado and some other jurisdictions have passed legislation that requires retailers to notify state tax authorities of the total of purchases where sales tax might be owed, the so-called tattle approach. Utah State Senator Wayne Harper is sponsoring a bill, SB 83, using that strategy in the current session. However the problem is solved, though, those on both sides say there needs to be a resolution soon. Deb Peters is the state senator from South Dakota who sponsored the bill now moving through the courts.
every year that this issue is not addressed, whether it's the federal at the federal level or at the state level, every year this goes by, the hole that is created, the loophole is getting larger and larger and larger for states to overcome. We just cannot continue down this path. It has to get fixed one way or the other.
And the carefree days when consumers ignored sales taxes on the things they bought online appear to be coming to an end. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.